3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Selling your pics online?
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things you could sell, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the BKS, the best kept secret going on today. You can sell anything. You can sell your liver in the black market. You can make quite a hefty price on that.
You can, but what you could make a higher price on is thanking anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
No, that's too rich for my blood. I can't thank anybody.
That's like the premium tier, and then we got this.
No, I got morals. I don't want to thank people. Like, I got better. Like, no. I'm They're
Okay, there's two.
Yeah.
So we've kind of talked about this. We've had this conversation, at least from what I can remember. It's been said on the podcast,
It's been said, but there wasn't a price. The price hasn't.
Now we're naming the price.
Well, now we're naming the price because if you guys haven't seen one of the best movies in cinema today, the Barbie movie, Margot Robbie, who, you know, she's hot. She's attractive. I'll admit it. She plays Barbie, and some premise is that she's becoming like real or malfunction. And you know how the Barbie toys are always on their like tippy toes, whatever.
Yeah.
Her feet become flat, and then she's showing it her bare feet, which is bold because there's a lot of people out there who like feet and they're gross and they're weird. So the fact that she's showing her feet flat on these movies, people were like, oh, yeah, you show that feed.
That's why the ticket sales were up. Everyone was buying tickets just for that moment.
You could just save them. You could have just gone on the Google Images and find them. Speaking of Google Images, though, because these website called Feed Finder offered Margot Robbie $12 million or $2 million, something like that, to post her feed pics on Feed Finder. That's wild. That's wild.
That's the easiest money you can make. I stand by this, and I've said this on the podcast. Do you get your bag? I support, especially that, since it's like not that bad. Like, out of all things, like, you can show and reveal, that's like the most tame, air quotes tame.
I don't get the attractiveness of feet, though. It's
everybody
like,
has a thing. Everybody
Everybody has a thing, but it's feet. What do you look at it? You'll be like, that gives me a hard on. Yep. Yep.
Some people that's what does it. Do it.
No, that and like people sucking on toes. No, absolutely not.
I heard something where it's like the way the brain is wired or something. One path got crossed with another, and that's why people find it fascinating. I don't know. I could just be saying a bunch of stuff that isn't true, which I'm going to preface that. But getting back to this whole thing, secure the bag. She's an actor. She doesn't need the money, but could use extra.
She's well off. That movie's making so much money. Granted, actors, and we found out later on, actors and screenwriters don't make enough money. Go support them on the strikes if you over there. But she's been offered 250,000 will offer exclusive pics of her feet. It's like, is that what you're taking away from the movie? And they're like, oh, you show, instead of be like DMing her, hey, Margot Robbie, you're attractive, let's post a pitch. No, we saw your feet, now let's post them. They're like, oh, my feet attractive? You can't really see them. But
this, I don't know. Like, that's not a question to ask me.
Like,
but it's $200,000 she didn't have before.
It's not it's $250,000. So 250,000.
$250,000. You could buy
that's
a lot.
Too low. That's too
or
low.
Or invest it. Or invest.
That's too low.
Too low.
Too low. Okay. Absolutely. I feel like with Margot Robbie, with her, one, she's a well-known actress, and two, she's really attractive. You can aim high. That's like a low ball offer.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that, where it's like you can drive up your price because of rarity and just stature in the public eye.
It's a contract signings with sports. Like, I just won the Super Bowl for this team last year. Why should I sign with you? Give me an offer because I'm high value. I just brought this team to the Super Bowl and won.
Okay. See, like, I agree with that fully. She should be like, no, I want more money for this.
And I wouldn't do that. Absolutely not. Not there's no price in hell am I posting feet pics. And I had a, if I had a significant other, absolutely not. I don't want some guy drooling over feet. Go get some help. Go get some fucking help.
Call me. What is it? Like, I have no morals. I don't have nothing.
You don't have standards. That's why
I'll do it. I'll do it for the. I don't know if there's an audience like for that, but $250,000.
How about you post a poll on Instagram and say, should I post my feet on Fee Finder? Yes or no? And just see who votes. And you don't have
to. No, because then that'll open a can of worms that I do not want opened. I'd rather keep that. What closed can, over
it's,
there.
It's scientific. I'll put that post on. I'll tag you.
You don't need to tag me. No. No. You can. You know what? You do that.
I'm not doing it. If you remember, I posted a fake OnlyFans link. And if you clicked on
I do remember that.
And it would go, it would be like, you're killing your smalls. My cousins had I went to go see my cousins weeks after. They're like, so you've been posting OnlyFans? I'm like, it's not even a real thing. If you just click the fucking link, you would have seen it.
And people, they got to click the link.
You were so adamant not to. And I'm like, just click the link. Just do it.
No, because you told me this randomly. And I was like, all right, we got a lot to unpack here. Why again? Why now? And it just was a lot, you know? I like to like decompartmentalize like things, like break it down, you know. Yeah, but you didn't let me do that.
You're not a psychologist. You can't break shit down. No. And then I remember I finally got you to do it because I was like, what kind of friend are you? You won't even click my link and just see and just support me. Just click the link. You don't even have to subscribe. Just click the link. And then you finally did. And what was your reaction when you clicked that link?
I don't like verbally react to things like on my phone. I don't LOL as the kids say, but like that, I had a verbal like, come on.
Well, so it wasn't a sigh of relief. Like, okay, good. He's not doing it in OnlyFans.
I was just like, yeah, this is on brand for him. Like, this is what he does to like just start something randomly. Like, it was a nice like Wednesday afternoon, and then it's like, no.
No.
Can't have anything nice. But getting back to what you were saying, I viewed our dynamic as you're the wild card. You're the one with
morals. I'm chaotic.
But you have no morals.
That's morals. Yeah, I have no morals.
But you wouldn't do this.
Absolutely.
I think it's easy money. Perfect. I wish I knew my audience. I wish I did.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd play right into it.
That's what I'm saying. You could post a poll.
No, because it's different with people you know, because then it makes things weird.
What do you mean it makes it weird?
No, it makes things weird. I can't.
Well, we have people.
I can't look at them in the eyes.
We have colleagues and friends who made OnlyFans during the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown. They still are doing it.
And I don't know any of them.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not doxing anybody, but I know one.
You know one, and you were tempted. You were like, if you send me this link, it's over. I didn't send you the link. I told you.
That's like handing like a shark a helpless baby seal. That was me. That was you to me. You were the fisherman who took the baby seal and was like, hung it over the boat. We're like, you want this? And I was just circling in the water. That's what you did to me. And I did not take the bait because I'm strong.
But you did tell me if I sent it to you, it would have been over. I didn't send it to you. I'm going to send it to you. Like, you do it.
I would have persevered. I believe.
Yeah, I believe. And I also sent you a screenshot to show you it was that person, too. Because at first, you're like, that's not true. Absolutely not.
Ain't no way. Yeah.
Ain't no way. But going back, no amount of money is going to let me post on my... Because I don't like to call us social influencers, but we have a persona. Like, we are a job online.
We're personalities online. Personalities.
We're used to calling it on-air personality, but like social media personalities, because most of it's
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And I'm like, I have family supporting me. So if I post that and they're like, what's wrong? Why are you doing a feed? Selling your feed pics? I just can't do it knowing for the love of God.
That's where you get a burner Insta. That's where you get like a, you just make an Instagram or something. And then you see, like, I'm giving the tips. I don't know if it'll work, but it could happen.
I'm just saying you should, or you at least have me do the poll, tag you. You reshare it onto your story and see if any of your friends, because my Instagram is open to the public. You and then your friends, if they're curious, go to my story and do the vote poll. You wouldn't know. And then I could tell you the results.
No, because then I'm never going to sleep at all. Because I'm going to be like, who clicked? Yes or no? Like, this is things like, I don't know if you do this. Maybe it's just me. I'm a weirdo. I, like, in the middle of the night would wake up thinking about a dumb choice or a thing I said back in, like, 2017. That still keeps me up. This would keep me up until, like, 2050.
Dude, I'm telling you, we have to do this, and only I would know who voted, and I could just be like, yeah, it was one-sided. We'll not even tell you which side. It could be, like, everyone voting no.
100% no.
No, but then I'd be like, it's one-sided, and you'd be like,
great.
Which side? No, you'd be like, which side? I'd be like, I can't tell you. And then that would keep you out. Is there one side yes, one side no? Like, Let me do it. I will only do it. I have a good picture of you, by the way. I will post.
Probably the worst picture.
Oh no, it's the best picture. If I do it,
I don't trust you. I don't.
It's the best photo you could ever have. I will only do it if Kalo lets me shares that post back and see for scientific reasons, post it and see if people were click yes or no.
I know I have an audience, and it's only because, I don't know if you remember this, our boss, prior boss.
Yes, I remember
this. He called me a bear, and I'm
also, you were big at the time, too. You now, so you slimmed down, you're not
I
the same.
I still guy. Think I'm in that category, I would like
no,
to
you're,
think.
No, you're slim.
No, but you're I'm slim. Anyway.
You're getting mad. I'm giving you a compliment. You're getting
But I want. I want to still be in that category, kind of. So... He's like, you're a bear. Like, they exist. Like, that's a
term, which I didn't know that was a term.
Me neither. And then he was like, yeah, they would eat you up. And I was like, what? what are you talking about? So, like, I know there's something there.
Do you have those people on your Instagram that would eat you up? It's my question now.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL. I know one, but it's like a joke we have going that, like, it's just never gonna happen, or at least I don't think it's gonna happen. So
that's how it all starts. Know,
I just, yeah, exactly. That's how the story starts. But I know one for sure is just gonna eat that up. But there's others that I'm like 50-50 on, but yeah.
This is how you know.
No, I don't want to know. Like, it's so, it would genuinely, like, keep me awake for years.
I would love to know what our friend Amanda would say if she saw that poll, she would either. I would love to read that message she would send to you.
I expect it not the notification, but you could see like she viewed the story, and then like a couple minutes later, text, snap, like Instagram DM, like all just high alert. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, and then she would tell her brother, who you're friends with, her brother, and then her brother is gonna be messaging you, be like, hey,
and then it's just all wildfire from there, and it gets out into the public.
So would you? So now you said you would do a feed pick. You're a weirdo. Because you are a weirdo for selling your feet pics online.
I'm just trying to make that bag. Whenever you're just alone in your I'm going to give you a nice house, but when I'm in a nicer house because of the dogs, you know what? You can come over for some lunch. How about that? I'm just saying.
I can't do that. I can't do there's people who post their dicks and girls go on there and see their dick pics and all that. And I'm like, what's the point? You could go on. Is it the curiosity that be like, you know somebody be like, oh, I want to see that guy's dick. I know him. I want to see how big it
is.
Or
I think that's what it is.
Because at the end of the day, you know what a dick looks like. You don't need to pay at a subscription fee.
But it's like, I want that one.
I want to know that one. I had a crush on that person.
I want that one.
Absolutely not. It's like
these people with Margot Robbie. That's what it is.
Would you say if somebody you had is a crush, right? You had the biggest crush on them.
Okay.
Would you and you found out they had it on OnlyFans and they were on FeedFinder, would you subscribe just to be like, I'm never gonna have a chance with it, but I wanna know what's underneath the hood. Would you do it?
We almost had this.
If you sent me it, I would have. No consequences. Like, they wouldn't know whatsoever. Would you go down the rabbit and know, just wanna see what this
honestly like? No, call me wholesome. You know, maybe this is a wholesome moment in this podcast, but
there never is.
I feel like it's better if you earn it in that regard.
You are earning it. You're putting your money into it.
No, they earn it.
Pay to win.
They earn it because you're paying them.
Yeah, but you're earning it. Yeah, but you're spending it, but you're going to earn it at the long haul after seeing what's underneath the hood.
No, I'm talking about like you earn the opportunity. They're like, hey, this is for you. Boom. Like, you earned it.
See, for me wise, I can't do pictures. Like,
you're paid to win. You just admit it. You're paid to win.
No, I'm not. I'm not a teenager who's be like, I want to see a booby pic.
The V-Bucks. Spend your Fortnite V-Bucks on them.
Like, if you have the balls to send it to me over text, you have the balls to show it to me in person.
Well, doing it over text is wild, first of all.
That's why he said, I'm not a kid. I'm not paying to see some left nipple on a bad shared lighting. Absolutely not. But you were telling me if you had another crush with no consequences whatsoever, it's somebody over the moon, 10, you will not.
No.
What happens if she's your friend and she's like, hey, can you just support me and it's like subscribe to my OnlyFans?
I feel like that would be weird. You know, you already put me in the friend zone, so it's like, why would I do that?
But she's giving you the okay to go subscribe, support, her, and that's you when
put
you
me
go
in the
then.
Friend zone. No,
you wouldn't do that.
No,
I did that with one of my friends, and because I was like, you know what, I'll support her, right? And then one night, it was freshly new, so it was like she didn't put anything to pay to win. So I was like, all right, and I'm like, yeah, she's kind of attractive. Mind you, I'm not attracted to her like at all, like that. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Like, I'll call you handsome. I'll call my friends pretty handsome, whatever that.
Making me blush.
Ah, thank you. So, I'll be like, all right, and I look at it. I'm like, okay, yeah, definitely not my type now. Like, it gives me that. It
ruins your view.
Like, it does it because now I'm like
back to watch your old childhood movies. You're like, man. Power Rangers, whatever, was great back in the day. And then you rewatch those movies and you're like, man, it don't hit.
Don't shit on Power Rangers because they do hit. That was a bad. I know you were making a.
I just pulled it. There's a Power Rangers thing up there. I looked at it and I was like, ah. So.
Coming at my boys like that. You know, when I saw hers and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I had another friend who was like, oh, I used to have an OnlyFans. I'm like, I would want to see that. That I want to see. That I know we're friends and everything, but you're fucking hot. I want to see what's underneath that hood.
What's that old saying? Ignorance is bliss or something like that?
Ignorance is bliss. So what's your price for Fee Finder?
My going price?
What's your going price?
I'll start at 250,000 and then we'll work from there.
You would start at 250,000. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Bring me my money.
Would you do one free pick? Be like, hey, if you guys subscribe, you get
weekly. You know, let's do this. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it big.
Oh my fucking. No, I wouldn't.
I'm all for it. 250,000. Are we doing it a year? Is that what we're doing?
A year.
All right. Yeah.
I don't want any part of my body on a platform known for people to look and enjoy. Absolutely not. I already have embarrassing videos on the internet when I was younger. I don't need naked parts of me on the internet now that people can just look at.
My body's a temple.
Your body is a temple. I'm good for you. And like, I'm suffice with my body. I'm okay. I just don't want my body out there. If you want to look at my body, go on Instagram. Fine. Good. Hey, there's a picture of my friend posted with me and my buddy Joe with our shirts up. You can see my stomach. And I'm like, I did not need that on social media, but it's out there now. It's on his story.
Wild.
But I don't need my foot. I don't need my penis. I don't need my shirtless body on the internet for people to enjoy. Absolutely not.
I'm just giving, you know? That's what I am. I'm a people pleaser. And if my audience wants it and they're willing to pay to get me up to $250,000.
All right.
Let's have a conversation.
Before we sign off, is your significant other gonna be the same price as yours, or is she gonna be higher? Well, what is it gonna be?
You mean the cost of it,
the fee picks? Because you said you're $250,000.
I'm 200. Would it be higher for
her? Would it be lower? Would it be the same? Or would it be like, no, you're not posting your feet?
If it's just that, the same.
You're gonna do the same.
If it's just that, the same.
You and Joe, I swear to fucking God, you guys.
You're just not thinking big picture.
I'm thinking if people are interested on your feed, go do it on somewhere else that I know it's not going to be enough.
You're just not thinking big picture. I'm cashing in. I'm cashing in all my money.
No. You're not cashing in. You're selling out is what you're doing.
I'll sell out. I've said that. I've remained consistent and I will sell out.
So I will be posting a poll on Instagram. Should Kalo start and only put his feet on Feed Finder? Okay, you better reshare that post and let's do this. Let's figure out if the people are behind Kalo or they're not for his feet.
I just need $250,000.
No, but first let's see if it's gonna. Let's see if people will buy it. Let's see if people want to see your feet first, and then you could do it. Because hey, worst comes to worst, people make an account on Fee Finder. You wouldn't even know who these people are, and you'll be making that money.
It's like fishing with dynamite.
No, what's the worst thing that happened? You're not seeing the poll. You're not seeing the outcome of it. I just tell you, people want to see it. You set up a Fee Finder. You say you're all in. You say you're about to sell out. Let's do this poll. Let's see who's down to do. Who wants to see your feet? And then you can make that bag. You say, put your money where your mouth is, Kevin. You say you're ready to sell out.
You show the money first. I need that contract rolling up.
No, Will. We got to see if people want it. And that's when the money comes
in. Margot Robbie and I will collab.
People saw the feet, and that's when Fee Finder came. Mind you that. So you do the poll.
I'm also not a movie star. I'm just a podcaster. I don't got that background.
See what you make you do? Make me do. You make me hit my mute button on my mic. Let's see. Let's do this. You say, I'm all in. I'm a sellout.
I'm in high demand now. I'm in high demand. So
let's do it. Let's put your. I'm gonna do it. You post. You share that post, and let's see if people. So what do you say if the post is unanimous? 100 people vote yes. I want to see his feed picks. Right? Would you do it? Because then you can set up your own price for it, and you can put it on.
I need to consult my talent agency.
You don't have a talent. You're selling.
I got people. I'm high stature now. I got people.
Mango goes into lockdown for one year, and he thinks he's better than everybody else.
I got people now. Are they the voices in my head? Probably, but you know, that's a problem for another day.
All right, I am still gonna be posting that on Instagram official _ DJM.
You're gonna get so many wild answers.
It's a poll. No one's gonna.
You'd be surprised if they swipe up and say something. I don't want to know.
It's just yes or no, and they're like, yeah.
You'd be surprised. There'd be people that say all these different things.
Oh
but,
my god!
But what I will say is, there are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? The BKS. That is the best kept secret.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.